Yes, it may seem cliche, but you cannot have the 4th of July without a little Lee Greenwood. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantes. I'm Brian Noonan, in for Rowan Anna this week. 4th of July, I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you took a couple moments just to sit quietly and think about it and enjoy the 4th of July. It's been a very busy weekend for a lot of us here, and but it is important to just relax for a minute and take in what it means to be an American on the 4th of July. Whatever that is to you, I don't know. Everybody's got their different thing. If you've listened to this program, to me, for any amount of time, you know sometimes we'll poke fun at Rockford. That is Cody's hometown. Voted in a number of different surveys, one of the most dangerous cities in America. But, and Cody doesn't argue with that. But he, what do you say every time this time of year rolls around? You make a bold pronouncement.
I always say that Rockford has the best, bar none, Independence Day fireworks show I have ever seen anywhere. Ever.
And you have said that. You've said that year in and year out. And of course, because you said it, I always doubt it.
And I include Chicago. I include Disney World. I include Lake Geneva. I mean, I've seen a lot of fireworks displays. Rockford just takes the cake.
Rockford bar none. Well, there is one man who is responsible for that, who has been responsible for the fireworks in Rockford from the very beginning, and he will be at the helm again tonight. He's known as Mr. 4th of July. He is Joe Marino, and he joins us now on WGN. Joe, happy 4th of July. Thanks for taking some time today. I know you must be busy with all the preparations.
Never too busy to say hello, Brian.
Well, let's tell everybody a little bit about you, Joe. You served in the Navy during World War II in the South Pacific, correct?
Right. I was aboard the destroyer USS Henderson. We were attached to what they call DESPAC, Destroyer Pacific Fleet. Yes, sir.
That had to be a very dangerous and scary time for you.
It was quite interesting for a 17-year-old young man.
How did you join the Navy at 17?
I lied to my parents and the draft board that said, yeah, okay, 17, you're okay.
All right.
That was during World War II, Brian.
So they were going to take, if you were willing and able, they were going to take you, whether you were a little young or not.
That's right.
Very nice. And you're born and raised in Rockford, correct, Joe?
Born and raised in Rockford, Illinois, a great city.
So you come back from World War II and you come back to Rockford, and then not much is happening. They don't really have fireworks in Rockford till 1963. And how does the mayor at that point come to you and say, Joe, we need to get some fireworks going here?
You know, that's interesting. In 1963, the then Mayor Schleicher said, Joe, would you handle it for 1 year? We need a fireworks show on July the 4th, you know.
Right.
And I've been doing it ever since, Brian.
So had you had experience with fireworks before? How did the mayor think that you were the guy?
You know, it was then, it was just a case of knowing somebody that knew somebody that thought I could do the job, you know. And it wasn't as big a show as it is today. It was a $1,200 show with approximately 800 shells that would be shot up in the air. You'd light one and then run like the Dickens. Hope that it would go straight up, you know. But,
so back then,
the beginning of our venture into the fireworks show in Rockford, Illinois.
So in that first show in 1963, they were hand lit. There was no technology, so you could stand a little bit far away. You had to light them yourself and take off.
That's right. They were hand lit. Like I say, you lit the fuse, then you run. Hope it went up straight, you know, Brian.
Oh, man.
That was in 1963.
And how long did that first display go? You said it was 800 shells, about $1,200. How long a show was that?
It was about a 15-minute show.
Okay. And now let's fast forward to tonight. What are you anticipating for tonight's show?
Tonight's show, Brian, believe we will shoot 5,000 shells in the air.
Wow.
It's one of the biggest shows that we've ever presented in Rockford. And we have shells coming from all over the world. And we have shells tennis ball size up to basketball size. So we have break shells that will break the length of a football field up in the sky. So, it's, it's, quite a show, and your producer is right. It's taken us a long time, and each year we've tried to increase it and listen to the community about what they like to see.
And what makes a good fireworks show, Joe? You've been doing this for 53 years.
What makes a good fireworks show is it's color, noise, and then spread, what we call a spread show. Excitement.
Yeah.
That's what you need to build.
You want the oohs and the ahs from the people,
fireworks,
right?
Show.
You want people to ooh and ah.
Come up with a finale that is 3 minutes long, Brian.
Whoa.
And we will shoot 2,800 shells in the air in 3 minutes with a shell exploding every 1.5 seconds. It's quite a finale to a fireworks show.
That's amazing. Now, I know you're not lighting these by hand.
Beg your pardon?
You're not lighting these ones by hand, are you, Joe?
I can't hear you too well. I'm sorry.
This has evolved. There's no more lighting the fireworks by hand. Is it all computerized now?
No, there's no lighting at hand. It's all computerized, and it's synchronized to music. And I use some of your music that you have on your station, and I like Sinatra music and Von Miller in the show synchronized to the fireworks.
Very nice. Now, somebody...
People enjoy it.
Somebody texted in that said you even mortgaged your home to finance the fireworks at one point. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, in 1979, I took a second mortgage out on my house because I was running short to pay for the fireworks show. But see, I'm very committed to it.
I guess.
The greatest country in the world, as far as I'm concerned. This is the country that gave my immigrant parents and millions of others an opportunity to serve for a better life, which in turn made my life better. But I'm very committed to that point. And we don't use any tax dollars. It's all financed through local donations from business, industry, and private citizens. And it's also televised live on one of our TV stations while it is happening.
That's unbelievable. Well, that kind of commitment is why you've been awarded the Key to the City. You've been voted Rockford Man of the Year. Mr. 4th of July, of course. You've gotten the Distinguished Service Award from the Park District. And you've gotten the Ronald Reagan Award, the President's Service Award from Bill Clinton. You are without a doubt, a Rockford icon and a Rockford legend. Now, the display tonight starts at 9:30 at Davis Park, right, Joe?
Yes. 9:30 tonight, the fireworks show starts.
And about how long does this one go? I forget if you told me. How long will this display go tonight?
It'll go 28 minutes.
28 minutes. And as you...
3 minute finale.
Well, yeah, the 3 minute with everything going off every second and a half. That's got to be something to see.
We think it's great, you know. And we've got a good fireworks company that I've worked with for the last 15 years. They're capable and they're honest and they know what we want and they produce.
And you also organize the Holiday Festival of Lights in Rockford. So you're not just a 4th of July guy. You'll take people in during the other holidays as well.
The Holiday Festival of Lights is something we started in 1989 with 11 lighted displays in Mississippi Park. And this year we had 74 lighted displays. It's a drive-through display through one of our parks in Rockford.
Very nice.
It includes a lot of work, but it's a beautiful display.
Well, Joe, thank you for your service, not only with the Navy during World War II, but obviously one citizen of Rockford is sitting a few feet away from me, and he couldn't talk more highly about you, and we're happy to have you on. Congratulations on the long run as Mr. 4th of July in Rockford. And if anybody is anywhere, Cody, how far would you drive to see these Rockford fireworks? If people are listening right now, it's worth the drive out to get there by 9:30 tonight, correct?
I think even if it takes an hour for you to get there, it'll be worth it.
All right. 9:30 tonight in Davis Park. Joe Marino is Mr. 4th of July in Rockford. I hope you're Mr. 4th of July there for a long time, Joe. Thanks for taking some time today. Happy 4th of July, and best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Brian.
Take care. That's Joe Marino. He is he's run the fireworks there since 1963. My favorite thing on 4th of July is fireworks. If you want to, you know, if you know Joe, if you've seen the Rockford fireworks, if you want to talk about a display you saw this week, if you want to talk anything 4th of July, 312-981-7200. We'll talk a little bit about that and some other things. All before the news at 4:30. We'll do that after this on WGN. This patriotic piece of music.
I think somebody upstairs knows.
Yeah, I got that one. Are you a wrestling fan, Brian?
Not as much as Cody, obviously.
That's Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle right there.
Mr. Perfect!
No.
No, that's not Mr. Perfect?
Close, no.
That's Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Angle.
This is Kurt Angle, Olympic gold medalist.
I see, that's how it's in America.
Your Olympic hero. Intensity, integrity, and intelligence.
The three eyes.
Wow.
Right.
None of which apply to this program. It's Brian Noonan in for Rowan, and a happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Hope you're having a good time. We just talked to Joe Moreno, Mr. 4th of July from Rockford. A lot of people weighing in. One text. I went to Rockford some years back on the 4th of July. I have never seen better fireworks than there. They are spectacular. That from Scott. So we're talking a little fireworks. Why not? I saw a great display. I'm not saying they're as good or better. I'm saying I saw a wonderful display of fireworks last night at Summerfest. As I was sitting, this is America. I'm watching the Bodines straight ahead of me on my left out over the lake, an unbelievable fireworks display. And it was everything that the 4th of July was supposed to be. Annette's in Belvedere. She wants to jump in. Now, you want to talk about the Rockford fireworks, Annette?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are definitely by far the best. My boyfriend's been to Chicago, Lake Geneva. We've been to many in the area. And I have to tell you that we make a point to get down as far as we can, walking in town. And then we can watch the display. And it just brings you to tears. It's
wow.
Just so beautiful. And Joe.
Oh no, we lost Annette. What's going on with the phones today, Cody? I'll put Annette on hold. You can see if you can find her. People are gonna go, what, did he hang up on her because he didn't like her complimenting Joe Marino? No. Are you a car? Jim, are you a fireworks fan?
I am. I was excited to get some at the both Guns N' Roses shows this weekend.
Oh, did they? Did
yes,
they did. All right, Annette's back. Oh, thank goodness. Let's see. There's Annette. Hi, Annette. What happened to you? Did you leave? You get all upset?
No. My cat did, though. He jumped up by me. And
cats do not like this program. There's something about my voice that drives cats crazy. Dogs, however, love this show. Dogs love it. Cats couldn't be bothered.
I know, but no, I just definitely encourage everyone to come out and see it, even if, you know, you just get there 1 year, it's well worth the drive. I'm closer, so we definitely go. But
and Rockford is a town that does it on July 4th, right? They don't do it because a lot of places have been doing it on the 2nd, the 3rd, the 1st, August 15th. Doesn't make sense. So Rockford, it's always on July 4th.
It's always on July 4th.
Right.
A little convenient. We have to work next day, but it's worth it.
That's all right. Well, listen, Annette, maybe I'll see you there next year. Don't bring the cat. It'll make her crazy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks, Annette.
Thanks,
happy
Brian.
4th of July. Bye-bye. All right, Cody, I'm sold. So next year we have to go to Rockford on the 4th of July?
I'm actually, after just the interview, I'm kind of sad I'm not going to make it tonight.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Maybe we do it to, you know, we'll get a busload of people. Take a big bus. Who wants to go on a bus trip to Rockford? That's a hard sell.
But you love buses.
I hate buses. But two, my hatred of buses outweighed by my love of a good fireworks display.
You get a party bus. Have a good time on the way up there.
I
one of those ones with a little bathroom in the back, so it's everybody's comfortable.
Sure,
and fine
a pole for dancing.
Yeah, get the strobe lights going.
Yeah.
Play
now,
some patriotic music the whole way.
I like the way you think, Kevin. You know what that is? You know what kind of thinking that is, Kevin?
Innovative.
Innovative thinking. That's what that is right there. Be innovative. Could have been just a regular bus. We go party bus.
Party bus to Rockford.